Welcome to Intersection Live, the tax and accounting profession's premier podcast source, provided by the CPA Technology Advisor. This is Document Management for Accountants to Go. These thought leaders discuss all aspects of document management with a laser focus on the special needs of the practicing accountant.
Hi, this is Brian Tankersley. You're listening to episode 30 of Document Management to Go. Today, we will be continuing our discussion of document management systems for accounting firms. I'm here with my regular host, John Higgins. John is one of the founders of CPA Crossings, a training and consulting organization focused on providing strategic technology consulting to accounting firms and professionals. Welcome, John. It's great to be here with you today.
Hi, Brian. How are we doing today? Glad to be here.
Great. Glad to have you here, John. Well, John, you know, Darren Root has been historically hosting this podcast, and I guess he's asked me in kind of my role as one of the contributing editors here to try to be kind of the second voice on the call for you. You know, obviously you're our expert here, but get started here. I guess you and he started a discussion last time where you went over a number of document management systems. I guess the goal for today is to go ahead and go through the rest of those in here. Is anything new and exciting going on in the world of document management right now?
Well, there's the market continues to evolve, Brian. There's all the vendors are, it's a competitive market out there, so they're all pushing ahead with their products, and I think this time of the year their focus is primarily on marketing them out to their community. And usually we see a lot of the new developments and new announcements come out later this quarter and the first part of the first quarter. So the market's very interesting, lots of good opportunities, and a lot of, the best thing for our listeners is there's a lot of good choices out there, a lot of good choices.
Yeah, I definitely echo that. I mean, I've had calls from two or three different vendors that say that they have something new that they're going to be announcing soon that they want me to see. So I'm really excited about some of the evolutions that we're starting to see here. So cool. Okay, great. Well, John, I guess we had five document management systems to talk about today. I'll just mention the names of them real quick, and then we can start through here. The first one is the Intuit ProLine Lacerte and ProSeries document management system. The second one is Office Tools Pro, and I believe the product's their practice management product. The third is going to be the Personable Workflow DMS and SourceLink, Smart Vault from Smart Vault Company, and then finally ArcWorks from Redgear. Okay, so those are our five products here today. John, let's just kind of start out talking a little bit about the Lacerte and ProSeries DMS. What are the things that came out during your hands-on review of the product a few months ago?
Sure. And just a refresher for any of our listeners that were on the previous podcast. As you said, Brian, this is like a continuation of the last podcast we did where basically in July 2010 issue of the CPA Technology Advisor magazine, I did a review of what we call document storage solutions. And so we talked about the first half of the products that were reviewed in that last podcast. And so Lacerte is the first one up in this session. And as a little bit more background, I've actually done two reviews, and we've done this way for the last, I think, 3 or 4 years with the magazine. We kind of classify the systems between document management and document storage. And without getting into a lot of detail about the difference, essentially the document management systems tend to be more, comprehensive in their application, more enterprise-level solutions. The document storage solutions tend to be a little bit more focused on their application and generally tend to be more focused in the small, maybe mid-sized firm marketplace. And I just kind of lay that framework out because when we get to Lacerte DMS and the ProSeries DMS, these are two classic examples of document storage solutions that were designed primarily to be a repository for the tax returns that come out of their related tax software applications. So they work real nice in that regard. If if you're a firm that's or a practitioner using Lacerte for tax prep or the Intuit Pro Series, then these are natural solutions for you to take a close look at. And so just some of the features that stand out a little bit about both these packages, and we review them together because they are very similar. The primary difference is, Pro Series is designed to integrate directly with the Pro Series tax, and Lacerte is designed to integrate directly with the Lacerte tax. Other than that, they're pretty much the same applications. So one of the things is that that's an interesting feature is the way the documents are organized. When you use these systems to, as they're called, document storage systems, you can set up a global template of the folder and subfolder hierarchy that you would like to use for your clients. So typical example would be, okay, we have a folder called tax returns or taxes, and then you might have a subfolder for each of the years, and within each year you break down and have another level of subfolders, very much like we would typically do it in Windows Explorer setting. But with this template feature, you kind of define what you want that standard structure to be, and then it'll be applied to all clients. And as you add new clients into your tax software, it will add new clients and a new set of folders for them in the DMS system. But you also have the ability, so that saves a lot of setup time. You also have the ability then to customize it, because you may have a client that has a special situation where there's a unique folder, maybe they have an IRS audit going on, and you want to just have a separate folder for documents related to that. You have the ability to go in at the client level and customize it as you see fit. Another important feature, or nice feature, is that because of the direct integration with the tax software, the client list is automatically synchronized. So as you add a new client into the tax prep software, that client gets populated in the document storage system automatically. Another area we look at, Brian, in these reviews is just overall integration with other applications. And in the case of these two products, they have pretty good integration with Microsoft Office, because that's a big component. A lot of us are working in Excel files related to our engagements or working with Word documents to generate some correspondence. So what they offer is what's called a Save to DMS button that is available to you when you're working within any of the Microsoft Office applications. So instead of doing a traditional file save command, you would save to DMS, and then it will open up the a dialog window for you to categorize or catalog where you want that file stored, which folder you want to put into in the document storage system. So you have that direct integration. Another area that we always like to take a look at is the level of integration that the package offers with email. Because as you know, Brian, this really has become the predominant way in which we exchange information in business these days. And so anything that can facilitate allowing you to move information or documents from email to the document storage and vice versa, that functionality can pay big dividends. And so specific to these, to the Lacerte and the Pro Series DMS, is they have a feature that when you have a particular file you want to email out of their system to a client or maybe a third party, you have the option, first of all, to just pick and choose certain pages. So, for example, maybe you have a PDF of the client's 1040 source documents. The client calls you up, says, Brian, I need my last year's W-2 form because I'm going to the bank for a loan tomorrow. Well, rather than send them the whole PDF file, you can just say, I just want to send that particular page from the file. You can add a watermark if you want. You can password protect it with 128-bit encryption. And you can also choose whether or not you want to include any internal annotations you made on the document. Obviously, a lot of those annotations are typically for internal work paper type purposes, so you have the ability to toggle that on and off as you send the file out.
Okay, that sounds like a pretty nice feature set. I wasn't familiar with the the password protection is a good thing. I think I had some discussions surrounding that a while back, and I wasn't familiar with the ability to remove the annotations on the stuff inside DMS. That's a very powerful feature there.
Yeah, because it can really make it more efficient. Because otherwise, sometimes firms will actually save two copies of the files, of the documents, one, you know, unannotated and the other one with their actual annotations. And this way you don't really have to do that. You can work off the same set of documents.
Now, John, you mentioned email support within this. Is there an add-in for Microsoft Outlook or anything?
Well, if I remember correctly, it will. When you go to email, it will open up your default email engine. Certainly Outlook. I don't know what other email applications it works with, but yes, it does have the ability to send it out through the Outlook.
Okay, good deal. Good deal.
And one last on this, then we can move on to the next, is they have an application called Document eSort, which you may have heard of, Brian, in your experience. But it's a process where for $3 per client, which is very affordable, you can essentially scan in. If a client brings in the proverbial shoebox of 1040 documents, you scan it into a PDF file, scan all those documents into a single PDF file, and you don't have to take any time to organize the pages or anything like that. Just create the PDF file, and then you can upload it to the Document eSort service. And on their end, on Intuit's end of it, they have their application that will go through and organize the documents and put them in the proper sequence for you relative to the way you'd use them in the tax return. And they will bookmark them. And so you get back for $3, you get back a nicely organized PDF file. And anybody who's gone through that process knows it's pretty easy to chew up a lot of time doing that. So for $3, just kind of do an easy compare of that cost to what your time would cost to do that.
Yeah, and that's a really wonderful thing. And I will tell you that I've personally used that for the returns I've done for a couple of years now. I've used a competing service with them. And I will tell you that the automatic organization is well worth the money. The other thing that I've seen, at least on that product, and I've played with it some and seen some stuff on it. That product also seems like it integrates pretty tight with the Lacerte DMS and the ProSeries DMS, right, John?
Yeah, exactly. Yes, so that way you have the direct integration or access to those from those two applications.
Okay. Okay, well, good deal. Good deal. All right. Anything else? Does it have the document stored in PDF format, or is there any need for an copy of Adobe Acrobat or anything special about those things?
Well, they do offer their own proprietary PDF viewer tool, which includes annotation tools for stamps and comments and tick marks and digital signatures. So the potential there is to avoid the need to procure, Adobe Acrobat, which is a relatively expensive piece of software. But having said that, I'm a big proponent that I think Adobe Acrobat is kind of a standard tool to have in an accountant's toolkit these days. But if you're looking to save some money, you may be able to just get that all accomplished with their proprietary viewer.
Yeah, I mean, buying stuff other than Adobe Acrobat for production machines, I'm kind of with you on that. I mean, it seems kind of like buying the Walmart brand cola or something. You could buy that instead of Coke or Pepsi, but why would you want to,
Yeah,
so,
good analogy.
Anyway, cool. Okay, good deal. Anything else coming down the pike from, Portal Solutions. We have integration with Portals with both of these, I assume.
I'm not sure if there's effect integration. I didn't have anything to that effect in the review, and usually I do, Brian, so I'm not aware.
Well, let me talk to that for a second then, because I know Intuit redid some of their portal stuff over the summer, and my understanding is that they now have a portal product where you can publish things out directly to the portal out of DMS for both products. It's something that, like I said, I want to say it was mid-August was when I last talked to Intuit about it, and it seems like they rolled it out at the end of August at that Illinois, the Midwest Accounting Show.
So that's
probably why you don't have anything, is they probably weren't talking about it because they hadn't released it at the time you wrote your review.
Yeah, that could very well be. And, the reviewers, we try not to get too far into the future with these vendors because, sometimes it's one thing to say that something's coming out We usually wait for the reviews to when they actually have that functionality in there. But that's good. That's good to hear, because that definitely just makes that even a stronger application for firms.
Yeah. Good deal. Good deal. Okay. Anything else on Lacerda Pro Series, John?
No, I think that hits it pretty well. We can move on to Office.
Okay. Okay, so our next one is the product, and I think it's Practice Management is the name of the application by Office Tools Pro. Is that right?
Yeah, I believe they just kind of rebranded it a little bit recently in the last, last three months or so. They, kind of came out with a new release and changed the interface, and so I think with that they started to brand it as Practice Management, yes.
Okay, good deal. Well, talk to me about it. Where's
it fit? Tools Pro is kind of a niche application. It certainly belongs in this category for document storage, but it has a lot more functionality than just document storage. As you were saying, Brian, I mean, the concept of it as a practice management tool is really where it fits in, because it's an integrated solution that with the single application, it includes document storage functionality, contact management functionality, time tracking, client billing, project tracking, and some other features. So it's all bundled in, and to the extent that all those applications can meet your needs in a particular practitioner environment, it has really good integration, as you can imagine, because it's all built into the same application. So that's, I would say, their primary strength, and you get a lot for your money if you can take advantage of all those integrated applications.
Yeah, I mean, I definitely echo that. When I look at the list of products we're reviewing today, it seems like this one really stands out in the amount of in the CRM functionality it's got, where you can manage your contacts and your discussions back and forth with clients, and it's really built to do CRM and practice management and also document filing.
Yeah, so you have right at your fingertips, you have all the information you need to have a conversation with a client about their information and to be able to get a hold of them.
Okay, good deal, good deal. What else? You mentioned they'd rewritten it. Do you have any details on it? About the rewrite, or is the new version out yet and being widely used in production?
Yeah, it's out. I think I saw it at a accounting show in June sometime. And from what I could tell, it looks like it's primarily, interface level changes, where they really kind of cleaned up the interface, made it a little bit more intuitive to work with. Because it has been, because of all the functionality in it, I've always thought it was a little bit busy on the screen. But it's just a matter of learning it. Once you learned it, then it was fine. But the first, your first brush with it could look a little bit intimidating with all the information. So when I saw a preview of it back in June, it seemed like they'd done a nice job of kind of cleaning up that interface.
Well, that's interesting. I knew that I'd heard in the spring that they were doing a new version. I'll have to give those guys a call and try to catch up on the latest version of their product. It sounds like they've done some good stuff with it lately. Anything else about the product in there? Any particular strengths you want to talk about?
On the email side of things, you can have the option to send out, multiple documents. So you can go into a particular client's DMS storage area and pick and choose multiple documents to send them along in a single email. So that's kind of nice. You have, for incoming emails from Outlook, you can basically drag and drop them into the document storage. When you drag them into the Office Tools Pro interface, then you get a pop-up dialog window to, categorize them. The documents based upon what type of file it is, what type of document it is. There's also a ability to tag your files with an archive date. So you have the ability to kind of do some automated document retention, retention management by associating a retention date or a archive date, as they call it, to purge your files off as they reach their target time frame or whatever, their deadlines. So that's it's a good product. It's the pricing is reasonable. It's $500 for a single user application, and for five users, so for a small firm of five, it's $1,600 gets you all of that functionality. They do have an optional portal module, and what that, the way that is priced is it's $300 for the year, and that gets you 5 gigabytes of storage. So it gives you the facility to move documents into that portal to exchange them online with your clients.
Okay, and is it 5 gig of storage then? What about on the amount of bandwidth used? Is it 5 gig of transfer use, or is it however much transfer use you want, as long as you don't go over 5 gig?
Yeah, that's my understanding. It's just based upon the storage capacity.
Okay. Well, that's a pretty good deal. Yeah. I don't know about you, John, but I mean, I went back and looked at my consulting stuff for the last 2 years, and I think I've got all my files, all the significant files that I have that I need on a 16 gig SD card now.
Yeah.
So, 5 gig, man, you can do a lot of good with that.
Yeah, that's for sure.
Okay, good deal. Any other particular strong links or anything to any particular packages?
No, there wasn't. They have good integration inside the system, but because it's kind of a niche application, there is some, I would say limited integration with Lacerte and QuickBooks, and in the sense that your client list can be synchronized. If you use Lacerte tax, you can synchronize it with your client list there, or if you use QuickBooks. But as far as exchanging information directly with tax and accounting packages, there's not any direct integration there.
Okay, good deal. All right, well, that's, I've known a lot of people that have been very happy with that product too. So, we got two winners here so far. Let's go to the, unless you have anything else, let's go to the next one then. Let's talk a little bit about Personable and their products. One of them is called Workflow DMS, and the other one is called SourceLink. What about those, John?
Yeah, this is another example, Brian, of what I would call a niche application. The SourceLink workflow DMS SourceLink application is designed specifically to integrate with QuickBooks. So for those of you who have a QuickBooks practice, it's a great tool to be able to integrate directly with QuickBooks, to the point where when you're working in QuickBooks and you're in a particular transaction entry screen, there's a toolbar that would allow you to pull up the scanned image of the source document right then and there. And so that has a lot of value. They also have a feature called Turbo Folder, and it's kind of like what we talked about with the Lacerte DMS initially. And this basically will automatically create a folder structure for each of your QuickBooks clients based upon the types of transactions that QuickBooks client has. So that way you get a folder set that would correspond to the nature of the activity you have with that client when working in QuickBooks. So it's fully integrated, and as I say, the SourceLink toolbar is directly embedded into QuickBooks. And something that's really worth noteworthy that they shared with me recently is they're just, I don't know if they've released it yet or still in beta testing, but it's a tool that allows you to basically take a credit card, and it will automatically convert. It's not really necessarily DMS specific, but it would take the credit card and it would automatically transform the credit card entries into QuickBooks entries. I say automatically, maybe it's semi-automatically might be the better way to describe it, because you'd have to go and you could have to do an override there. It will make some assumptions about where each transaction on the credit card statement should be, posted in QuickBooks. But then you can just go in there and, redefine those. So I thought that was a pretty cool tool. They just gave me a little preview of it a couple months ago, and it'd be interesting to see how that takes off in the marketplace.
Yeah, it's interesting you bring that one up. I actually ran into those guys at the Illinois show, and I guess around the end of August is when they announced that particular tool, whose name escapes me. I talked to Benjamin Cho from SourceLink about that for a while, and it looked like a very interesting tool. I'm very interested in taking some of my data and putting it in there, because as with any kind of optical character recognition software, it seems like the where things get really interesting is not when you use their sample data, but when you use your data with it. So
yeah,
I'm very interested. I talked to Benjamin, and he and I have actually got a closed loop in this next week to try to follow up on that. So hopefully, you know, in the future we can talk about, you know, how things came out and so forth.
Very good.
Okay. Anything else about SourceLink? Did you look at the management edition of it at all?
Yeah, the management edition, the difference there is that the management edition offers you the capability to set up rules-based document routing. And so as an example, you could set up a rule that if the document, let's say it's a vendor invoice, if it's over $500, route it to the controller. If it's under $500, route it to the bookkeeper for payment. So that has some good potential there to help you automate your flow of documents in your organization.
Yeah, it looks like they're doing a lot of interesting stuff with that. I mean, you mentioned the QuickBooks linkage in there, and that's of course the product that links with QuickBooks is SourceLink, and then there's also this workflow DMS. Are there any particular affiliations for it, or is it just designed to be a general DMS for practitioners?
Yeah, that's the primary difference. SourceLink is the application that is, as we just said, integrated directly with QuickBooks, whereas the workflow DMS is designed to be more the generic tool to be used, you know, in an office beyond just the QuickBooks integration.
Okay, great. All right, anything else about the personable offerings, John?
No, I think we hit the key points there.
Okay, good deal. All right, let's talk a little bit about Smart Vault then. Boy, this is one that's really seems to have set the woods on fire of at least in the world of QuickBooks. How, you know, besides using this within QuickBooks, how are practitioners using this?
Yes, so Smart Vault, which was originally designed as the document storage system specifically for QuickBooks, they've really moved to broaden their scope to work more generically as a platform to store and share files. Whether or not QuickBooks is involved. And it is a cloud computing solution, so it's completely web-hosted, which, for particularly small and mid-sized practitioners that don't have a lot of in-house IT resources, can offer a pretty compelling value proposition there. What I particularly liked about the Smart Vault system is that, on the one hand, you have the web-based storage solution, and yet you have the ability to access it directly from your Windows Explorer folders. So that way, you know, moving files in and out of Smart Vault can be as simple as they are to move from one folder to another on your desktop. So I think that, that's a great way to – there's lots of things you can do with that. Use it for online backup of your files is just one example. And the ability to, you know, be able to get to those remote files as if they're stored locally, to me, I think is really, really compelling capability.
Okay, good deal. What about scanner compatibility? Are there any particular scanners that they've got special interfaces with?
Well, really, Smart Vault isn't so much. Smart Vault is a little bit different. It's really primarily a file storage solution, so there's not the need to really scan directly into there. The scanning would be done independently. In their case, independent of the small Smart Vault storage system. So, which isn't that uncommon. A lot of the document storage systems, you know, pretty much leave that up to you to, you know, come up with a scanning solution. But so in their case, they're pretty much based on the managing the file storage itself and rely on you to utilize your own scanning tool.
Okay. What about working with it as a portal?
Yeah, just by the very nature that it is a cloud application, and so all your files are stored online. That gives you the ability to in a sense, Brian, it's actually, if you asked me to classify this, I'd probably call it more of a portal than I would a document management system in a certain sense. So when you put a file up there and you associate it with a client, email messages can be sent directly to clients or other users to let them know that the file has been uploaded and to provide them with an invitation to go in and access the file through the secure portal. So that, you know, just by the very nature of the application is built-in functionality. And they store the information just, one of the benefits that I see with these cloud computing applications is in their case, you know, they have a classic world-class data center where all your files are stored. It is, has had a SAS 70 Type 2 audit, which is, you know, an industry benchmark attesting to the fact that they have, you know, internal controls in place to protect the security of your data that's out there. Their data center is designed to withstand a Category 5 hurricane. So, you know, I would like to bring those points out relative to cloud computing applications because that's, to me, where one of the real value points is for that model, because to replicate that level of protection, if you will, in the typical accounting firm is pretty expensive, actually pretty impractical. Here you get the benefits of a shared services type of model.
Well, and that's absolutely right. I mean, I've been very impressed with that part of it. One of the things that I've also been extremely impressed with by this particular product is that when you download, there's actually a provision in here where you can download, and I can't remember if you download it directly to your PC or if you have them ship you a CD, but there's a way to get all of your documents out and also access them with this document structure intact online on a local computer. So if, you know, for some reason they had some kind of service outage or something, you could have a local backup of all of your data, or, you know, if something really catastrophic happened, like, you know, their data centers by some freak of nature got wiped off the face of the earth, you'd still happen to have a backup of your data if you followed the procedures to back up.
So, yeah, and that's a great point that you bring up, because that's, you know, what I find in my travels is that one of the primary concerns a lot of practitioners have with the cloud applications is, you know, okay, well, what if I need to get to my data and the system's not available? And so the fact that they can provide it to you in a format that you can access it locally using the same kind of an interface, that's I think really helpful.
Yeah, that's kind of my rule for cloud computing too, you know, is that data doesn't exist until it exists at least in two places. So
yeah, good point.
Cool. Okay, anything else about Smart Vault?
Yeah, just one last thing is their pricing model is you know, different. It's more along the lines of a typical cloud application in that the pricing starts at $19 a month for one user with 2 gigabytes of storage, and then they have increments beyond that. You can go to $69 per month for 5 user logins and 30 gigabytes of storage. So that, you know, when you look at the overall picture of what you're getting, the storage, but, you know, the fact that you don't have to buy the servers and manage them, they do that for you, that seems like a pretty good value proposition to me.
Well, and goodness gracious, 30 gig of storage. I mean, that's, you know, if you start thinking about files, if you have them optimized right or at, you know, about 50 to 60 K per page, you know, 30 gig of storage is a lot of documents.
It is.
Okay. Good deal. All right. And, okay, sounds good. So that's what I guess that's the major stuff on Smart Vault then. What about ArcWorks from Redgear? Tell us about it.
Yeah, this is kind of along the lines of what we talked about with Lacerte DMS and the Pro Series DMS. ArcWorks is designed as an integrated document storage solution for the TaxWorks tap prep software. So you have that direct integration when you generate a tax return, you can send it directly into the proper location or the proper folder for that client in the DMS. They use a traditional cabinet, client, folder, subfolder model as far as the hierarchy of how your documents are stored. And when I start at the highest level there of cabinet, it's like a file cabinet. You can have each cabinet set up to store different kinds of documents. So typical examples would be a client's cabinet where the documents would be organized by client number, client name. Then you could have a vendor's cabinet where you organize the documents based upon the vendor information, or an HR cabinet where you organize perhaps by some employee number, employee information, employee name. So they have, you know, that gives it the capability to work beyond more than just a repository for the tax documents, and can truly be a you know, enterprise level solution for a smaller organization. And they have a in the TaxWorks software, as you might imagine, because they're designed to integrate directly. There's a toolbar button that will save the current tax return directly into the, to the client folder in ArcWorks. You can also, in terms of interfacing with Windows generically, you can drag and drop files from Windows Explorer directly into ArcWorks, and it'll prompt you for identifying exactly which client, which folder the files need to go into.
Okay. Okay. All right. Yeah. And I've looked at this one. This is actually a nice little DMS packet, or a nice little file cabinet package that they've got that seems to work pretty well. What else have you noted about it?
In terms of email integration, they have the ability to secure your PDF files at the time you're emailing them out. You can, if you're familiar with Adobe Acrobat, basically you have the ability to kind of pick and choose the permission settings that you want to apply to the document at that particular point in time. And another example there is you have the ability to exclude annotations from the PDF, as we talked about in the with the Lacerte DMS, I think it was. You can send out the PDF that can be locked down so that the recipient can't print it out. That's really a feature of Acrobat that is a great way to have some control if you want to send a client maybe a draft of their tax return and you want to make sure they don't try to file that as a paper return. You could just send it to them where they could view it on the screen but not actually print it out on their end. And so that the fact that it integrates directly with the Adobe security permissions right there at the time you email, I think is a pretty nice feature. And when you save the documents, ArcWorks automatically encrypts the files as they're saved. So you have that being done automatically by default.
Yeah, I know that that ability to keep somebody from being able to print it is a pretty big deal. And I think, if I'd had that back in my auditor days, life would have been a lot easier. You know, I don't know about you, but I used to, there's so many times I'd have to stamp things with that red draft stamp and put it on the fax machine. And, it's nice to have some tools out there to make that whole process a little bit easier.
Yeah, absolutely. And one little point about that, I always recommend to practitioners, if you use that kind of a feature, you need to make sure you communicate to your clients or whoever you're sending the files to that feature, that restriction is in place, because sometimes they spend a lot of time on their end trying to figure out what's wrong with their printer, why it won't print out. They don't realize.
Well, that's right. I mean, that's right. A lot of clients may have never even encountered something where you could, may not even know that you could do that. So that's right.
Thanks.
Okay, well, that's a very innovative feature. That's interesting. Anything in there on the records management side or any other topics there related to that product?
Yeah, they have a nice keep a really nice comprehensive audit trail of all the activity, relative to documents as they get stored and deleted and such. And you can also enter notes, document-specific notes, and you can search on those notes. So, it becomes a real work paper tool from that perspective. So it seems to be a pretty solid package overall, especially if, of course, again, if you're using the tax software, that's where it fits best.
Wow, John, that's a great job. I don't even want to think about how much time you had to spend doing all this, but that's a great overview of those five products there. Any other parting thoughts on any of the five products there or the five of them as a class?
Well, what I always like to remind the listeners is that when you're looking for new software, whether it's document storage or any application, with the state of the art of technology today, I strongly encourage you to go out to the website, go to the vendor's website. Usually they have publicly scheduled webinar demonstrations of their products, or they're always happy to schedule one for you if they think they've got a live customer or prospective customer. And I think that the more you learn, the more of those that you see, and you can start to really see these features in action. It's one thing to talk about them or read about them in an article, but when you see them, then it really starts to come to life for you. And the more of these that you can look at and invest a little bit of time, you just become, as they say, a more educated buyer, and that's going to help you overall in the long run. And 10 years ago, you couldn't do that because you had to go through a lot more effort to just get a demonstration of different software packages. But now it can all be done almost instantly by just logging into the website and having them show it to you.
Yeah, I think you hit the nail on the head there. You know, it is a lot easier now than it was 10 years ago to do this kind of stuff. And you know, I think you've got it right. You know, I heard a guy say it the other day that when it comes to evaluating software today, you should value substance over spin. And the beauty of a lot of the trials out that you can get of a lot of these products out here now, and you know, where you can actually use it with their sample data or with some of your data in it, is that you can actually see if it does work for you and start learning about it, as opposed to you know, investing much money and realizing that there's no way it's going to work.
Yeah. Yep. Save time and money that way.
Cool. Okay. John, anything else exciting going on in your world today? I know you guys have been doing a lot of webinars lately, or you know, any new topics you guys are doing that you'd like to talk about?
Well, we've been doing Windows 7 has been very popular. We've got a Windows 7 tips and techniques, and we're starting to see, you know, now that a lot of practitioners are going out within the last year buying some new computers, then they're finding themselves with this new operating system, and so. There's a lot of nice functionality in Windows 7. That's, I think, from my perspective, it's the best operating system Microsoft's developed yet. And then we're looking at this whole tablet area. That market is really starting to come to life. You know, the iPod tablet it's the industry's the benchmark out there, and I think we're about to see a whole avalanche of Android tablets be released over the next. Few months, so it'll be interesting to see what comes out in that that part of the market.
Yeah, I think we're definitely living in those in one of those days, like the you know, that's patterned after that ancient Chinese curse. May live in interesting times.
Yeah.
The longer we go on here, the more technology there is to look at. But cool. Well, John, thank you so much for your time, and look forward to working with you in the future, in the months in the future. And again, thanks for spending time with the readers. And we look forward to talking to you about some of the other evolutions in document management in a future edition of Document Management to Go.
Well, sounds good, Brian. I appreciate you coming on board and helping out with these podcasts. And I look forward to working with you down the road as well.
Okay. All right. Thanks, and that's the end of our episode here.
Bye-bye.
The CPA Technology Advisors Intersection Live podcast series, supporting the accountant community. For more information about the CPA Technology Advisors' other podcast programs, webcasts, and our e-newsletter, visit cpatechnologyadvisor.com. To ask questions or leave comments about our podcasts, call 800-456-0864, extension 2106, or tune in to future episodes where you're able to ask questions live via talkshoe.com.